The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Hello, everyone. And welcome. And I have this in my imagination. I have this kind of an image of all of us together sitting in one very big circle, and that we're all welcoming each other to this into this meditation time. Thank you for being here. One of the inspiring, maybe even guiding stories from the Buddhist tradition for me is the story of the Buddha's death. How he died knowingly and consciously. He died prepared to die. He spent his last days saying farewell. He said it spent his last days carefully asking his disciples if there was anything else they needed to learn, anything, if they had any questions anymore. Perhaps as a very fortunate thing for him, they did not, so that as he was dying, he could feel maybe complete with having passed on his teachings to others. And then he gave his very last teaching, very last words, two sentences, that everything that arises, everything that's conditioned, has a nature to pass away. I think he was now just saying, of course I'm going to die. And then he said, keep practicing to become complete, to become accomplished with vigilance, with diligence. Keep practicing, in other words. And then he lay down. Or he was maybe already laying down. He was outdoors, which I find inspiring, between two trees. They say it's the Indian sal tree. And he laid down between them and laid on his side. He entered into meditation. He entered into deep concentration, deep absorption, went through the jhanas. And it's kind of like he took one last tour or visit to these meditation states that he was familiar with. Maybe they were kind of a home for him. He went through experiences of being very settled and focused, experience of tremendous joy, maybe even kind of rapture as the concentration deepened. To deepen further, experiences of sublime, pervasive sense of peaceful happiness, happy contentment. Went further and experienced deep levels of equanimity and peace. This is a man who knew he was dying. He went further and went into deep states of absorptions that were no longer hearing, seeing, touching the world around him. The mind became very, very still until finally there was just everything kind of faded away in his mind, and there was just almost nothing, almost no perception, feelings at all. And maybe you would think that's the place he would die, but he returned. He came back out of his deepest absorptions and went back to the beginning and then started again, and he came to the middle state of a very deep equanimity and peace. And we don't know what happened exactly, what he did at that point, but that's when he died and passed away. And this is a wonderful story, inspiring for me, because death is one of the great things that terrify people. A lot of people are troubled by death, and here the Buddhist tradition offers a story at the center of its religion of the founder of the religion who had this tremendous peace and equanimity, and it's an old man, he was 81 years old, knew he was dying, he was sick, and he just faced it with a lot of peace and equanimity and kind of a matter-of-factness. And so that story is a reframing story. It's a story for some of us, story for people that don't have an example of embracing or facing, stepping towards death in a sense, and having capacity to do so with tremendous equanimity and peace, to do it in a way that it's just very rewarding, very satisfying, the level of peace and happiness, and that the process of letting go, that death in that kind of circumstance is, becomes a welcome process. And in this way, it's a story that the Buddhists tell that creates a very different context, not one of fear or closing down or horror or running away or trying to discover the elixir that will let us live forever, but something that faces the inevitability of an end with freedom, with peace. And maybe there are many endings in our life, many challenges in our life, that maybe the story points to, that we can meet it with a level of peace and attention. We can practice in the middle of it. So these stories of practice, that this is what's important. The stories that help lead us to our freedom. So here we are now to do our meditation practice. And there is a long history of mindfulness meditation as being a preparation for dying. It's many other things too, preparation for living. But it's a very important work, this work of waking up to here, developing capacity to be here, developing the capacity to let go of the distractions, let go of what takes us away from here. That capacity to let go and come back, let go and wake up, to let that become strong and developed and cherished and loved and kind of a homecoming to be awake here, might not seem so special today, but there'll be a time, maybe even not just when you're dying, there are times when you'll be so grateful that you've developed this ability. It'll provide you with tremendous benefit. So now we practice. So taking a meditation posture and doing whatever you do to settle in, to be here. Perhaps with an intimacy to your body, to your breathing, and a relaxing, letting go as you exhale. Each exhale, letting go of your thoughts. Each exhale, letting go into your body. Here. Each breath, each exhale, as if you are the Buddha and it's your last breath. as you're sitting here, if there are any challenges for you, maybe reframe the challenge either as one more thing to let go of, or one more thing to love. And then as we come to the end of this sitting, you might consider a new way of viewing your awareness, your attention. Some people have the idea, I mean, maybe not the idea, but maybe deeper than the idea, just some maybe even unconscious, that awareness receives the world. Maybe we're oppressed by the world, by what comes to us, difficulties and things. And to rather look at awareness as something with which we touch the world. And it's kind of with a Midas touch that we touch everything with awareness, with kindness, with care. If we're fortunate enough to see, our seeing sees everything with kindness. If we're fortunate enough to hear, everything we hear is touched by kindness. Smell, taste, touch, even if we think about things. And I offer this not as a thing you have to do, but rather as an alternative that might be better than what you're currently doing. And if it's a better alternative, you might try it. So that when we come out of meditation, that maybe, just maybe, you're more inclined to see each and everything, to hear each and every sound with some modicum of kindness, of care, of love. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful, and may all beings be free.